This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM WQAM. Thanks again to Goran Dragic for stopping by the show.
Your day is done.
Oh, we're good. Hey,
it's like eating a big old pot roast.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Then sitting down taking one of those naps.
Well, I do have to rally back because Serbia-Turkey is coming your way at 2:15. You just heard Goran Dragic. This could be a preview to, you know, the gold medal game. Turkey's balling right now.
My favorite part of all of this is that I learned that these games truly don't matter because the next stage is already set.
Well, that's true. Yes. I mean, the group stage is – well, there was a surprise today, though, Brittany, because Great Britain beating Montenegro was huge because that was Sweden's win. So that got them in even with the loss to Lithuania.
Crickets. Anyway. There's crickets there.
Dolphins are back at it, practicing for week one against the Indianapolis Colts. It's Goosey's galore. Football is back. It starts tomorrow. Please, please, Dolphins, please.
Don't embarrass us.
That's what I need.
You honestly think, like, why you think so lowly of
always got to always got to protect your heart, Leroy. That's why.
But wait. Why don't you do that with the Heat?
I do that with the Heat a lot. Did you not see how much I was drinking last year?
Well, that was during the season.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bro, are you okay?
What?
You just threw that back like you were just out running.
No, because, you know, the problem with
is
having
the back starting to hurt again? Is it flaring up?
Dude, I'm on anti-inflammatories. I'm on, I took some ibuprofen.
Right.
Wow.
Crazy. The other story that's going on right now in the NBA, this has been broken by Pablo Torre today on his podcast. Pablo Torre finds out is that apparently Steve Ballmer and Kawhi Leonard and this organization called Aspire seem to have Kawhi Leonard getting a $28 million endorsement when he seemed to sign a pretty team-friendly, wink, second deal with the Clippers that wasn't that team-friendly because it appears he was getting...
That he made up for it with his...
He was getting $7 million a year to do nothing. No commercials, no nothing. And it appears very much like there's some salary cap circumvention that was going on here with Steve Ballmer.
Slow and steady wins the race, buddy.
Very interesting.
I see how you tiptoed through that word.
I was like,
thought about it.
Oh, no. Hezzy move.
So It's, I mean, you are talking about one of the richest guys in the world.
Very rich.
That could care less. And would probably do something like that.
Yep.
However, if you pay somebody for a service and you don't ask them to do anything, do you give the money back?
Well,
so if somebody came to you and said, hey, we need you for dirty boxing on Tuesday.
Sure.
You set your schedule accordingly. And then they go, never mind, here's the check. Are you going to give it back?
No, but here's the problem. The problem is there's salary cap rules. And if so, Kawhi, I don't know what their salary was like in 2021 and who they were trying to sign. But let's say they were trying to add somebody and say, hey, Kawhi, take a haircut. And he goes, we'll pay you $7 million a year under the table extra. And Steve Ballmer, a guest to this report, gives this company a $50 million investment, but 28 of it is getting fed to Kawhi to do nothing. That essentially is him getting to pay him extra under the table to play for the Clippers. You can't do that. I think really where they messed up here is Kawhi doing nothing. He should have at least done like some pictures for Instagram or something.
But like, what do you expect from Kawhi Leonard?
Nothing. He didn't exactly. Do anything.
But like, what do you expect nothing from him?
I was shocked to see him in a New Balance commercial.
Oh, me too.
That's fair.
Me too. But why wouldn't you just be like, hey, listen, Kawhi, we just got to make it look good, baby. You know, like there was no meeting about this. Or I guess the problem was this company filed for bankruptcy. And so all this stuff came out into the fold for everybody to see.
Oh, so if it wouldn't have filed for bankruptcy.
I don't think anybody would have found out. I don't think so.
How you filed for bankruptcy getting $50 million?
Because this guy was running it. Well, this wasn't.
Well, apparently. 28 of million of it was going to
28
to
of it was to Kawhi. This all seems like it was a spider web of Ponzi scheme. This guy was just, I guess the company, here's what it was. This company was trying to eliminate the carbon footprint of giant organizations and celebrities. It was a very foo-foo California company, right?
Kawhi was backing this?
No! He was just taking checks! He didn't do anything!
I'm just saying. Like, do we think of Kawhi as the foremost expert leading the charge
on
carbon imprint?
I'm not blaming Kawhi for taking extra money because Steve Ballmer wanted to pay money. But Steve Ballmer can't do that? You can't do that.
So how is that going to work?
I don't know, dude. I do not know.
So do they then count the money against the cap? Or
I don't know what they're going to do.
Or do they find them draft picks?
Dude, that might be
that's,
it.
That's what you really need is for your team already to be 35-plus years old and not be able to bring in the young talent in.
Yeah, not only that, but you just watched.
I mean,
you just watched.
Think about this.
You just watched the kid you traded away win the championship too.
Think about this. You ain't even. I mean, you're talking about down here, right? With the situation that's going on down here. I mean, when the Dolphins got one first rounder taken away.
Oh, for tampering, yes. They got hammered.
Just for the idea that never actually met.
Yeah, no, they got hammered. The Dolphins got hammered.
So how do you think with 28 million under the table, we got caught up in that when I was in Cleveland.
For what?
Well, because we were every Monday when we watch film, we call them blue collar dollars or hustle plays. Right? And they show before practice all of the, you know, the little, the big plays or the extra effort plays or whatever, tackles on special teams, right? And then you get a little envelope filled with cash.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. There's, a couple hundred, sometimes a little more in the thousand, somewhere in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually it came out and they said, no, you're trying to circumvent the salary cap, which it wasn't what it was, right? It was just a little incentive, and you'd be amazed at how guys that got that made millions got excited about that little envelope with $200 in.
Timbo slices. Pablo is going to make a lot of powerful enemies. I can't imagine the sixth richest dude in the world is thrilled about that, but, you know, I don't know.
Wouldn't it be something if he's just bought the paper that Pablo worked for?
I think it's already owned by a rich guy. Who owns the New York Times?
Oh, isn't that
Washington Post is Bezos. I know that. Either way, man, that's – look, I've always joked with the Heat. I'm like, hey, Mickey, let's give him a boat. Wink, you know? But, like, I don't know. So I don't know, like, how many – I'm sure this is not the only guy doing this in the league. I'm sure of it, right? Like, there has to be – I'm sure there's a lot of wink-winks going all over the place, right?
Well, no. You know why I would say no? Because, first of all, you got to bring me the first person that took a pay cut and did – instead of being maxed out. See what I'm saying? Ain't nobody taking less. Hmm. I mean, I can't imagine. I can't think of the last time I turned on the TV and said somebody gave a team friendly deal.
I think Jalen Brunson, but Jalen Brunson's father works for the team.
right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, think about that. Besides Jalen Brunson, who didn't take the max,
Jalen Brunson definitely has like investment in the Sphere from James Dolan. Like, there's definitely something that's.
But that would be the equivalent if it happened to James Dolan. If it happened to Brunson, right? That's it. That's the closest thing we come with. Nobody's taking pay cuts. You think Tyler would sign a team-friendly deal?
No.
Right.
He basically already said he wouldn't. He was like,
look at the situation with Kawhi, though. Kawhi don't play but half the season.
Right.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Ain't nobody take a pay cut. No.
$28 million. You got to make it look good, baby. You got to take a picture or something. If you're a company's top endorser, and apparently this company had like Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert Downey Jr. and Kawhi was their highest paid endorser. It's hilarious.
I'm watching my lawn guy cut the grass that he already cut. So it was so high that he's now cutting over the shavings of the cut grass.
Schmeathen says, wait until we find out the big three took side money from Mickey. Look, I don't know. That's why I've said, like, I've told Mickey, like, whatever we got to do, we give him a boat. Let's go give Nikola Jovic best horse, whatever makes him happy.
But by then, Max contract wasn't what it was.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It wasn't. A lot of people were taking deals back then to make it work. So that it wasn't that rare then. Now, if Tyler says, instead of $50 million, I'll take $35 million.
No shot.
Right? Go check his finances.
Right. It's like, and we just want to let everybody know we have a new official burger here at the Kaseya Center, the Tyler Burger.
Right.
Tyler's got his own restaurant at Bayside.
Look, Tyler's sitting outside with the big cheeseburger. Like, yeah, come on, man. Like, that's the part, and keep in mind.
But I feel like
Kawhi
Tyler
is what, 35?
I don't know what he is now. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, like, think of what, like, I mean, 35 years old for half a season, how much was he going to get anyway? Like, so, yeah.
Well, this was, I guess, in 21. So this was not the deal he just signed. This was the deal before that. So
when he played even less.
Yeah. And they just watched Shai Gilgeous-Alexander go and be amazing.
That's who they gave up, right?
For the Paul George trade, yeah.
Let me say this again. You gave up SGA for Paul George.
Yep.
And you wonder why.
Fair point.
You wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why New York is New York. You wonder why the Clippers are the Clippers. Here's why the Clippers are the Clippers. Because you gave up SGA for Paul George.
Oof.
Exactly.
Take a break.
Guess what? That's worse than the Micah trade.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, that's bad. Take a break. Back with more to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Got a little Rats Off a Ship coming up later on this hour. As we are drawing closer to the NFL season, I feel like I got to get more bets in, man. I don't feel very satisfied with just betting on.
Would you like to discuss a couple before you?
Well, I'm just trying to feel like I'm looking at props. I love prop bets. Those are my faves. You know, I like seeing, you know, what player can come up with something cool. I'm trying to pick like an interception prop. And I don't know, like I was feeling Minka Fitzpatrick, but then I was like reading this article on Jack Jones today from Barry Jackson. I was like, man, maybe I'll throw a little flyer on Jack Jones getting a pick. It is Daniel Jones. He's bound to throw one.
Yeah, but keep in mind, with Daniel Jones, I'd be more inclined to take a cornerback to catch a pick more than a safety.
All right, so you liking the idea of Jack Jones, since he's looks like he won the other starting job.
So it's Jack Jones and
oh, I'm glad you asked. Up. Yeah, it's
Storm Duck. Quack quack quack.
I think if this man saw us on the street, he'd punch us in the face.
I always forget about the quack, quack, quack.
I'm like, he only has to do it a couple of times a year. I get my career sucked out of me every day.
Are you calling me a career? Are you calling me a career vampire?
I'm just saying that this guy was a professional. His voice is heard all around the world. And you have him doing Storm Duck, quack, quack, quack.
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Yep. And this.
Hey.
Gooseys.
Leroy walked right into that. I did.
You did. I set you up for it. I was waiting for him to throw the ball.
Timbo Slice says, $1 billion on Tyreek burning Xavier.
Wow. So he's going.
I would think that they're going to play more zone than anything. Because if you look at the history of the Dolphins offense under Mike McDaniel, everybody seems to panic when they play zone and play four deep, which should be able to pick them apart. That plays right into what you do.
Jay Gatto says, please tell me you've gone Sealert on up for a sack. Oh, you bet your ass I have. It's parlayed, though. It's parlayed, Jay Gatto. I parlayed it with a Malik Washington touchdown. I something about Malik Washington. I think he's going to have a big year.
Now, here's the kicker. Can I throw this in there? What are the chances that because Daniel Jones can move a little bit,
yep,
that the rook ends up with the sack instead of Sealer because he can run a little bit better?
Ooh, I like that. So let's see. What is the what's the sack numbers on Kenny G getting his first NFL sack?
But you understand what I'm saying, right?
They don't have him listed. That's
Zach Sealer, as great as he is, he does have moments of deep breaths.
He's a big fella.
Where you got to chase somebody.
Yeah, they don't have him listed. Maybe by game day they'll have him up there. But the
come on,
Jack Jones interception plus 900, Leroy.
That's it.
Yeah, Jordan Brooks. You want the linebacker, Jordan Brooks, up for him to get a pick 1500.
If he covers Tyler Warren a lot, might be a bad throw day to get.
Yeah,
Tyler Warren's massive, by the way.
Dude, yeah, he's a moose.
He's a moose. And so I just want people to understand that he may get a lot of balls thrown to him with good coverage, but they ain't six. What is he, 6'6"?
Let me see. Tyler Warren is listed at 6'5", 256.
6'5". Okay.
Yeesh.
So from that standpoint, I saw when he played at Penn State, college kids hanging off of him like he was Shaq.
Jordan Brooks.
Because he was that much bigger than him.
Jordan Brooks only has one career interception. I think I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to stay with that.
He might be a guy that plays more along the line of scrimmage, stuff like that. So
let's see. Jack Jones might be my play here. Feeling that. Yeah, Jack Jones gets at least a couple a year.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Just out of curiosity. I'm just looking at the chat.
Yeah.
Not our chat. Why, like, if you're a fan of the Dolphins.
Yep.
Right? Like, how can somebody call them themselves a fan of the Dolphins and go, any bets on Tua being hurt first game?
Jeez, that's not nice.
Seriously, if Tua gets another concussion, do we finally move on from him?
That's what the chat's saying right now?
Good God. Well, it's just one guy.
Oh, just one ingrate?
Yeah.
Evan11 wants to know, what about pick sixes?
Pick sixes. Oh, that's got to be a million. Here's another one. By game three, he will give himself a concussion by running head first.
Any Dolphin defender right now to score a touchdown? I mean, I'm not saying like you can't pick like any Dolphin defender, but like any Dolphin, Jack Jones, Jalen Phillips, Jordan Brooks, Minka Fitzpatrick, Storm Duck, plus 5,000 for them to score a touchdown.
A pick six.
Yeah.
So what if they scoop and score?
Scoop and score, that counts.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
you just got to bet. You got to bet anytime touchdown. That's what you got to bet.
See, that opens the pool up a little bit because it could be a fumble, and the most unlikely person could end up with the fumble.
So yeah, if whatever you got to pick the player, but
each one of them. I know how gambling works.
I just want to make sure because I said there's no bet that you can bet Dolphins field defender or Dolphins defensive touchdown. I'm just making sure.
Already the rarest of the rare.
Joe Robbie's checking in with a Minka Fitzpatrick anytime touchdown. That would be goosies, man. If Minka comes back and gets a pick his first game, that'd be so goosies.
It's tough for a safety. Is he going to be covering Tyler Warren? So I look at it like this. Corners or anyone who's guarding Tyler Warren and there's a bad throw or a tip ball, something like that. So that's how the middle guys get involved. But usually when you have a pick six, for the most case, it's a ball thrown behind a receiver on the out route. The cornerback takes it, and he's doing Deion within 5 yards of the catch because nobody could catch him.
Timba wants to go Ollie Gordon.
He's, I mean, that's only like what, 400?
Yeah, I think it's, let's see. No, he's, wow. There's wow. He's plus 155, same as Jalen Waddle, and that was, that's, there's been a lot of action on him because yesterday he was like close to plus 300.
Yeah, he's the goal, he's the big guy. He's the goal line guy. So I would hope that Mike McDaniel doesn't all of a sudden spread it out and say, mm-mm, back to the old days. That's the thing that I'm not worried about the Dolphins as much as I'm worried about Mike McDaniel, right? Because they've proven they can play a more physical style of football. But if he doesn't go to it, then that's a, like, I
why
can't.
Why is this the best sport to bet on? Like, it's the best sport to bet on. It really is.
You know why? It's a sport that has the most bets.
You really
and
just
even
think,
and even if you try to apply what you bet on football to other sports, doesn't have the same.
It just doesn't. It doesn't. You know, no. And it's just like you can bet on one thing to happen, and you're just like, because like I sit here, I bet basketball, right? I gotta, and I'm sweating like Jaime Jaquez getting a second assist, and it's right. Just it just doesn't have the same juice to it as
even
Zach
if you
Sealer
bet
sack.
Somebody. In football, even if you're betting somebody to go over a number, right, it's still an interesting enough sport that you'll watch the game and keep that in your periphery.
Right.
If you're watching basketball in the middle of the week, you're just watching because of you wanted your guy to get his numbers.
Brittany, you got any leans on gambling this weekend? Anybody?
I don't gamble.
Oh, all right. Well,
sorry.
It's okay. It's probably
I've
right,
never placed a bet. Right, I've never had a Hard Rock bet app on my phone.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's probably smart. It takes a lot of money from you, but it's so much fun.
I mean, it does. I usually just like my friends ask me about their bets, and I'll give it to them, and then if they hit it, I'm like, oh, yay. Totally. Good for you. And I'm always good at it, and that's the annoying part, because I bet you if I were to put a bet in myself, I would never win it.
Never going to work out for you.
But yeah, I'm not a big bettor, sorry.
Happened this weekend with my father. He only calls me for gambling advice, and I never take the bets that I tell him, but he always wins. And I'm like, great. I know if I would have bet it, I would have lost. That's what happens when you're the mush.
Wow. These texters, man, what are they doing?
They're fighting each other. You've caused
infighting.
Yeah,
fighting each other. Right. I didn't know I caused anything.
You ate like, Tua. Here. You know I don't hate Tua. You hate Tua.
I know and I understand the angst behind Tua and his ability not to stay healthy. I get all that. But what I would say is, as a fan, why would you root for that? Why, if you're a fan of the Dolphins, why would you say, hey, why don't you just go ahead and have another concussion so we can move on?
I don't like it. We'll take a break. More to come. Our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello!
Hello!
How are you?
Doing well. Hearing everything in Leroy's side, but yeah, doing well.
Lots of acoustics that are going on.
That's there. Not me!
What is that?
I don't know. It's not me.
Yeah, I hear somebody singing too. What is that?
Oh, that's singing? That's me. I thought it was clipping or something. That's
who's singing next to you?
My freeloaders got music on.
My freeloaders.
Like the vegans.
What do we have today, Jennifer, for rats off a ship?
They're vegans. Let's go. Vegans. Rats off a ship.
Jeez, right. I had to like look at my phone to make sure I wasn't playing anything. Scared
no!
me.
Hey, let me text him.
No, I don't hear it anymore. It's okay.
I can hear it. Now it's annoying me.
Pipe down, thanks. Freeloaders.
Yikes. Well, first things first, we have Roger Goodell moving Super Bowl to President's Day weekend if they go to an 18-game schedule.
Man, I'm not rats off a ship. We've all been wanting a holiday after the Super Bowl. Now, the question is, is Goodell still, is he going to be like, all right, are you guys working on President's Day? You know, we're going to get that email.
We're going to say no.
And then are we going to say we're not going to work?
Get that one next week.
Then are we not going to work the day after the Super Bowl? I don't know. I'm not rats off a ship. I do like everybody getting holidays over hangovers. I think that's a beautiful thing. But
I think the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a holiday.
Right. So that's what he's essentially trying to do. They're trying to piggyback off President's Day.
Or why not have Super Bowl on
Saturday? I don't know. We have plenty of time. Plenty of time. I don't understand why.
A lot, because all the events happen on Saturday.
Wouldn't have to rush home from Leroy's house after after eating.
Oh, you could pull a Marcos.
what did he do?
He and then leave.
He came and refueled like he was in NASCAR. hot dog, hamburger, wings, ooh, oysters.
Leroy was the pit stop.
Yeah,
was really good though.
He said, "I told my wife AIS, she wasn't ready, so I came by myself."
But I'm not a rats off a ship. Are you a rats off a ship, Leroy?
Without trying to get the Monday after the Super Bowl a holiday, just move the Super Bowl to a day that already has a holiday.
I like on the rats graphic how it looks like JFig trying to sneak back into the segment like nobody notices she's late at the studio.
Hey, you know what? I do it because it brings you so much joy.
No, oh my goodness. You know what? Tobin just pulled that during the
minus
basketball.
One.
You know how hard lying. It is to get Tobin to laugh? Come on.
For deception.
You mean laugh at anything other than himself for being sneaky?
Exactly.
I'm not sneaky.
Yeah. Really?
Dude. I'm not sneaky.
So if that makes him laugh, I'll take it.
What about you? Did you give your rats? You're not rats off a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship. Absolutely. I shouldn't have to work the next day.
Agreed. What about you, Brittany?
I'll be a lone person on this. I'm rats off a ship. Because there's a good reason. My birthday always is around the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And as some people would probably hate that I've shared so many birthdays with the Super Bowl. But I actually, as a sports fan, I've grown to love it. And I can't imagine a world where I don't share my birthday with the Super Bowl. That makes me sad.
You're in early February.
I'm February 7th.
That is a popular Super Bowl day.
It is a
and
very
so you'd
popular
be more
Super
around
Bowl
like
day.
The 16th, mm-hmm. 17th, 18th. All right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of sad about it because I like sharing my birthday with the Super Bowl.
All right.
Well,
it's great.
I
reason.
Wouldn't be happy.
But you're just like, while you guys are here, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's always a halftime. I don't the halftime show. It's like right in that little bit of commercial break you have right before the halftime show starts. It's like, okay, everybody, let's go. Let's sing happy birthday. Yeah. So I've shared a lot of Super Bowls with them.
Halftime for the Super Bowl. So let me get this right. So you hijack everybody from watching the halftime show.
That's not.
No, she just said before the Super Bowl halftime show.
You know, like there's a there's a little bit of a break there.
A little period, yeah.
A window.
Set up period.
A window.
Where she sets up her birthday.
All right. Hey.
Did you understand that, Leroy? Before yes. the halftime performance.
You know, don't be rude. Don't be rude. Okay, you're lashing out now. You're lashing out. You had no comments about my voice till right now.
What's number two, Jennifer?
How do you feel about the Cowboys covering tomorrow versus the Eagles?
Rats off a ship. Blowout city.
Rats off a ship.
They're 7.5-point underdogs.
Nope, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Dallas? Is it Dallas?
Yeah. It feels like they're going to get Belichicked. They're going to get on national television, and it's going to be bad.
I'll take the Cowboys.
Really?
Wow.
Here's why. Most Super Bowl teams start off sluggish. They just do. I'll take the points.
All right. Fair enough.
It won't be an indication of how good or bad either team will be. But one team is coming off a Super Bowl celebration, and the other team is, you know, whole offseason with turmoil and stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right. So it is said. Jennifer?
It's so it is written, so it is done.
Minus one for lashing out.
Oh.
I'm rats off a ship.
Leroy.
Rats off a ship.
That thing has to get out of there.
What?
What?
No.
What?
You and the buttons.
Leroy.
Boom.
Brittany, where are your rats?
My rats are off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, sorry.
So you guys all think that Philly's going to boat race?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I kind of do.
All right.
Remember, they're not going out for the banner, okay? They're locked in.
I'll take.
They forgot.
Yeah, he forgot. Okay. What? Banner?
We won a Super Bowl? What?
I'll be. And so
take one for the
on
team
Friday. Team. On Friday? Be the only one that's right.
Okay.
Number three, Jennifer.
Tua throwing plus 300 yards versus Indy.
Wow. It's a lot of yards. It's a lot of yards.
The over-under is set at 251.5 yards.
It's a very exact number by Vegas. Man, 300. I'm going to be rats off a ship. I feel like there's going to be more of a
rats
balance. I feel like it's going to be more of a balance. I think Tua's going to have a good game, but I feel like it's going to be more of a balance. 300, not this game. I think they're going to showcase some stuff.
So, Jennifer, you went 49 yards over what his official betting over-under is?
I didn't. Vegas did.
Yep.
No. Their over-under is... Oh, you're saying the over-under is 251, right?
Just asking if he's going to throw for 300. She just also gave me context of what his over-under was.
Rats off a ship.
All right.
I was confused.
Rats off a ship.
It's not that hard to follow.
No. So we got J-Fig's betting line.
Those rats look like fat platypus.
I'm rats off a ship.
Wow.
Rats off a ship, all of you.
Rats off a ship.
I think he'll have right around 250. But if they have 125, 130 yards rushing, then, you know, then that fits in with how they want to do offense.
Yep.
If they have 12 yards rushing, then he might have to throw for 350.
Jennifer, your rats?
They're off the ship.
Rats off a ship.
Is it just because of Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Brittany?
Wow. He has been very aggressive this segment, but my rats are definitely off that
rats
ship.
Rats off a ship.
I don't think he's doing more than 300 yards.
Why is the rat looking into the camera before he
I leaves? Love how every single time I play, you have the same question.
He's really...
Who looks at the camera on his way off the ship?
Because he wants to let you know that he is off the ship.
Squeak, bye-bye.
He said...
You're jumping into the ocean.
What's,
at that point, who cares?
What's number four, Jennifer?
Wow. Nikola Jokic hating basketball.
Hmm. Does he hate basketball?
As seen in this picture.
Oh, my God. He looks miserable.
And he looks even huge. Like
he looks ginormous.
Ginormous. Because, first of all, what screws him up is that little sign to his left, to our right. It almost looks like a podium, which makes him look 13 feet tall. Then, you know.
So he won
his regular height.
He acted like this winning the championship. I don't think he's the Eurobasket player of the game. I don't think he's going to be very impressed with.
He's thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Joker. Hey, Joker, you won our player of the game. Good night. Awesome. Please, let me leave. Please.
Where's horse?
Where is horse? Do I win golden horse? I'm not rats off a ship on him hating basketball. He may hate basketball. He's very good at it, though.
I would say it doesn't even matter if he hates it. He plays it like he doesn't hate it. So that's all that matters.
I'm pretty sure if his brothers didn't bully him into playing, he'd be with horse right now. I think they keep saying.
Crying over their victory.
I think he's like, I want to play more basketball so I can buy more horses.
I think he's got enough money for all the horses in Serbia, dude.
Really?
That's a lot of money.
Isn't Serbia famous for horses?
Yeah.
No.
The Serbian stallion.
Did you just ask if they're famous for horses and then say no, they're not?
Yeah, you disagree.
Did you
box yourself in?
No.
You've been boxed.
What's the famous horse? It's not Serbian.
Saudi?
It's not Saudi.
Slovenian horse.
No.
Swedish stallion.
Are you rats off a ship, Leroy?
He's no, rats off a ship on this segment.
For real.
He can hate basketball. He doesn't act that way on the court. That's all we all care about, right?
He doesn't dog it.
Right. Do you care if somebody hates what they do as long as they do it?
He said it's a job. He said it's just a job to me. So
that's fine. But he does it well.
He's a pro's pro.
And you've never had the question of, oh, is he interested in it or not?
He literally looks in that picture. His face is like he just received Odyssey points.
5, to be exact.
5.
Oh, great.
You get the email. The email that's 27 pages long. You've been recognized.
You've been recognized.
5. Listen, 5 Odyssey points is not being recognized. Give me 200. Then we talk.
Oh,
the problem is nobody has 200 to give.
Good. Now I can get
money. Mine should be adding up. I've never gotten anything with my Odyssey points.
You should take a look. Do you even know how to log into your profile?
I don't. So just think, when did Odyssey points start?
Hold on. You have to be given them. They don't just come to you unless it's your birthday.
Oh, well, we know he's not on the list for that.
Hey, that ain't my fault. Okay,
it is your fault.
That's a whole other list. Okay, I don't put that up there in a system like that.
Yeah, but you should override the system.
You
know his birthday.
Oh, that's above. That's way above my pay grade. Okay,
knowing Leroy Horde's birthday is not above your pay grade.
No, but I'm not the one who runs the whole Odyssey point system.
Are you not? Are you not the editor in chief of the newsletter?
No. Oh, now you want to give me titles, huh?
Are you not the editor in chief of the newsletter?
No.
Hey, I think it's pretty weird that I still walk through the building, and I get these head nods like, "Who's that again?" I'm like, "Man, I've been here for only 2008." since 2000, maybe before that.
Yeah, but you want to know what hurts the most, though, Leroy?
What?
One of the ones closest to you forgot your birthday.
I know.
Never forgot his birthday, okay? On the newsletter, did it appear? No, but in spirit, absolutely.
In spirit.
Oh, yeah. I wish
you want on to, the day you know of what? Your birthday.
I'm gonna call.
Who wished you a happy birthday?
I'm gonna call my mom. Her birthday was August 25th, and say, "Hey, spiritly, I wished you a happy birthday, I forgot to call."
No, you don't do that,
Jennifer.
I didn't forget to call.
Where are you with the Joker?
I'm not rats off the ship only because this isn't new news to us. So,
Brittany,
I'm not rats off the ship. I feel like it's a facade.
You think he's like Michael Jordan? He just genuinely cares more than anybody?
Yeah, I do. I really do think.
Maybe he doesn't like
pictures. I just feel like he's.
Oh, I definitely don't think he likes pictures.
I don't think he likes pictures, and I don't think he likes stupid accolades. So I think that's where he's a very serious person, but I don't think he hates basketball.
They give the MVP this tiny little trophy. They say, congratulations, you're player of the game for crushing Chechia.
Exactly. Right, like, he's like, I won an NBA championship, you guys. Like, come on now. Let's be.
Wait, how many MVP?
Three.
Thank you.
I think we lost him. Oh, that's a good time to take a break. That's about the appropriate ending to his segment.
Leroy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.